This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, March 17th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. It was a packed house at the National Press Club in Washington today for the AgriPulse Food and Ag Policy Summit. Panelists were able to provide more questions than specific answers to the timing and details of issues pertaining to trade, tariffs, budget, farm programs, tax reform, and budget reconciliation. Randy Russell of the Russell Group says 2025 has seen a torrid pace with the new Congress and administration.
We've already had, I think, since President Trump an inauguration day, we've had 89 executive orders already, 26 on the first day. We're dealing with a lot of tariff action, as you know, and that's got a lot of people's attention. I just would say this. I think that there's an energy here now that may have been lacking. And, you know, I think that we're going to see some good movement later in the year on a tax bill and hopefully on a farm bill. So, you know, I'm optimistic we can get both done this year.
Capitol Hill sees a difference in policy between D's and R's, but Russell says there are also fragments in each side of the political aisle.
Jeff, it's always tough to be a leader in these situations of your party because you have different factions. And in the House, where the Republicans only have a 2-seat margin, you can't afford to lose more than really one vote on any of this, and that gets very difficult. I think from Hakeem Jeffries' perspective, he has factions now that he is trying to manage, and Chuck Schumer's doing the same thing over in the Senate. So I think both sides are now dealing with how do we deal with the various factions within our caucus, and can they unite around a single position? I think what's really helped Republicans, both Speaker Johnson and new Majority Leader Thune, is Donald Trump. I mean, he has certainly worked the phones and gotten the party to line up behind his agenda.
While the nation is nearing another debt ceiling deadline, Russell says the price tag for tax reform is near $4.5 trillion, another $1.5 trillion needed for a new farm bill, including farm supports and nutrition program spending.
We have a serious debt problem in this country. It's $36 trillion and rising, as you know, Jeff, and we're adding another $1.5 trillion or two every single year. The goal of balancing a budget, that would be a great long-term goal. I think what we need to do is reduce the rate of growth of spending. I mean, we could cut a lot of FTEs out of the federal government, and I support making efforts to reduce the size of the federal workforce. But in the end, that is only going to put a small dent in our deficit. So I think this is why you're going to see this reconciliation process, where you're going to have a tax bill done, you're going to have spending cuts, you're going to have border security funding in it, as well as defense spending. I think it's all going to be done, and as the president says, one big, beautiful package.
Unfortunately, Russell says Congress works on deadlines and may not see enough pressure to act until the end of the year. He says no one really likes tariffs, but many are giving the White House leeway on the issue in hopes of a better trade environment with global partners. Alexis Taylor says the produce industry still has not recovered from the trade war in Trump's first term.
On average, from 2015 to 2017, we were exporting $450 million worth of products. From 2020 to 2024, that has dropped on average to $236 million worth of fresh fruit and vegetable a year. So when you lose some of these markets, it's very hard to get them back.
That's Alexis Taylor, Chief Global Policy Officer with the International Fresh Produce Association. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their goals and challenges. From research and development to create innovative products to digital solutions to reduce water use and create healthy soil, we work hand in hand with America's men and women who feed and power the world. When the American farmer has a successful crop, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngenta-us.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.